Big Head Betts. Another edition of Big Head Betts. James Kelly, noted staffer here, has an enormous head, which he uses to store an enormous amount of data, which he then uses to analyze games, matches, fights, and races. We try to do this every single Friday. He is back for more today. Head, normally I ask you how you're living, but let me first ask you, because you love horse racing, did you get some chills hearing the audio of the Big Mare from back in 2012?
Dude, you got me pumped up, man. Great tribute, too. Gosh. That 20-1 odds, though, the clones didn't help you on that. You would have had a lot more paper had they not bet that thing down.
You know, exactly. I wonder what that was. I wonder how much of that was the clones and how much of that was the wise guys.
Both, for sure. I mean, they knew she was for that course, but the clones had a massive impact. Because I remember it going from 20-1 and closing fast.
Yeah, they knew. That 20-1 was great, but we knew better than to think that she was going to go off 20-1. She wasn't. She had
Absolutely.
Too much success there, but thanks for sharing that. Let's start head. And everybody listening, get your pen out. Write this down. Starting with the association, the Jazz have been the best team in the league for much of the year. I know you love them. They're good. They're damn good on both ends of the floor. Now, I know, people want to see Utah do it in the postseason. That's fair. But I'm not concerned about that right now. I'm concerned about how they're going to do against the Pacers tonight. A Pacers team that's actually playing good ball right now. I know you love the Jazz, Head, but do you love them enough to lay the 10 if you want to hit them tonight?
I do, Jim. Now, the Jazz aren't as hot as against the spread as they were earlier this season, but they still are the best cover at home this year, hitting 71% of their games. And the Pacers are actually the second worst cover of everyone this season, covering only 36% of their games. They also can't hit the O-glass. They're the worst team in the NBA at that, and the Jazz are the best rebounding team. That should favor kindly. Also, the Jazz should be getting some of that scoring punch back from injury. I'm rolling with the Jazz. It's an early start at 12 Pacific Standard Time, which has me a little concerned, but I'm going Utah minus 10.
I think that is one of your best arguments to date. You lay that out beautifully. Hey, don't you think it's cool when teams rest star players in primetime games? You like that, don't you?
Oh, it's my favorite thing. Just like the other night when Kevin Durant didn't play. It's embarrassing.
You felt pretty good about that, right?
Oh, dude.
You thought that was
so
good. You're like, yeah, I'm in favor of load management. They should rest this guy.
Every freaking primetime game. Just saying.
Yeah, and I'm also just saying every freaking time it happens, my phone starts blowing up and I know who it is. All right. Also, I know you're looking at Memphis v. Chicago tonight. A couple of pretty average teams. Actually, that's not fair. Memphis is average and fighting for their playoff lives. The Bulls aren't going anywhere. They're not average, and they just lost Zach LaVine. What do you like about that game anyway? What is the spread? Who you got?
The spread is Memphis minus 4, and I'll take that from Memphis. The Grizzlies play better away from home, and the Bulls are 7 games under 500 at home. Memphis also plays at a very high pace, and without LaVine out there for the Bulls, I don't think they could keep up with the scoring. Memphis is great also as an away favorite and against non-conference opponents via the spread, and that's what this is, Jim. The Bulls have lost 4 straight. Let's see if Memphis could bounce back from that Luka shot and cover the 4 here. I think they will. I like Memphis.
All right, so far we've got the Jazz minus 10, Memphis minus 4. I'm not looking for you to rush or force it, but I am waiting for you to call somebody or something ass like you do in every segment. So don't force it, but
I'll
if it's there.
I'll get there.
Okay, Knicks v. Dallas. Now, normally when we talk about the Knicks, well, we say they're ass. We talk about what an embarrassment they are to the league. We talk about what an embarrassment their owner is to all mankind. Except something changed, right? Not only are they not giving us any reason to crack them, they're actually earning positive run. They're not bad. They're not bad at all. They've won 4 in a row. They're playing their best ball when it matters most. And on top of that, you can actually get 5 points with the Knicks against Dallas tonight if you want them. The question is, do you want the Knicks in the points?
I do. Thibs is the man. He's what has changed there. He should be on the short list of Coach of the Year for the job he's done with this team. He has the Knicks as the best statistical defense in the NBA right now. The pace of play should benefit New York tonight as well. They play slow, and so does Dallas. The Mavs are 6-11 as the home favorite this season, Jim. Let's go Knicks and take that 5.5 now. It was 5, now it's moved to 5.5, plus 5.5 Knicks.
The hell kind of world is this? We're betting the Knicks.
Yeah, I know. Fibs. All fibs.
I like it. 5.5 is a good number. All right, now, Head, why don't you give the people what they really want? I didn't know this is what they want, but I do now. What they really want is NHL action. NHL. Do you see anything you like?
I do. The Clones love hockey, and I'm heading back to that Avalanche well I hit last week, Jim. Now, all season, Colorado hadn't been good against the puck line, but their last 10 games, they've been the best in the NHL. They are now 9-1 in covering that 1.5. They are also 7-0 their past 7 Friday games. Colorado is home. They have the best offense in the NHL, and the Kings are ass, frankly, Jim. So let's go Avs minus 1.5.
I knew it was coming. I knew it was coming. The Kings are ass. Yeah, but, dude, that's that Denver bias of yours kicking in, right?
A
and you're not a guy.
Bit, yep.
You're not, dude, you are not a guy who bets with emotion. You're always with that big head. Are you sure that's not what this is right here, emotion?
A little bit to the Avs, and you might see it in the next thing. So I don't know.
Okay, the next thing. The next thing is the big thing. The next thing is the most intriguing thing of the weekend. Yes, I said it. The most intriguing matchup of the weekend. And I can't believe I said it, but I did say it. And I actually believe it. I'm into it. Former Olympian, UFCer, and all-around badass, Ben Askren is fighting YouTube star Jake Paul. And I'm actually all about this. Mm-hmm. I mean, yes, it's a bleeping circus. But who doesn't like the circus? Man, I'm going to have my popcorn ready. The only thing crazier, Head, than an MMAer, a great MMAer, fighting a YouTuber, is that the YouTuber is favored. Now, before I get your pick on this, I want to reset what Askren said about the fight on the Jim Rome podcast earlier this week, because I don't know if you heard this or not, it may impact which way you lead. Listen to this.
The result for me is kind of whatever. I get paid the same amount no matter what. I don't intend to be a boxer, so whether I win or lose, my life looks kind of the same. I'm going to go in there and fight really hard, and if he's not all that good, I'm probably going to beat him. And if he's really, really good, I might take an ass whooping. So that's kind of how I'm thinking about it. But at the end, I'm not a boxer, right? I never have been. So it's like, it's not like you're saying, hey, I'm doing mixed martial arts, or hey, I'm doing wrestling, something that I would have a lot of pride in because of the amount of effort and amount of time I've spent on those things, which is like, you know, a decade on one and about 15 years on the other. I've been boxing for 11 weeks. So there has to be a recognition of what skill level you are. Now, we don't know where Jake's at. So, like I said, I'm going to go in there. I'm going to fight hard. And if he's not that good, which that's probably where I'd guess, right? I'd probably guess, hey, this guy's not very good. If he's not that good, I'm going to kick his ass. Man, if he's a really good boxer, I'm going to have a long night probably.
This guy's tremendous. I mean, I love it. I get it. I love it. And I understand why he took that fight. But that answer right there, Head, is not inspiring a hell of a lot of confidence, is it? I mean, I'm going to tell you straight up, I'm rooting like hell for Askren. I want him to win badly. And so do a hell of a lot of other people who hate Jake Paul's guts. The problem is, if I'm betting with my head and not my heart, I can't believe I'm going to say this. And I love Askren. I might take the YouTuber because of the way the thing is set up. Who you got?
Dude, this hurts. This hurts bad. But Ben seems to have changed his tune quite a bit. He's one of my favorite fighters, athletes of all time. I love him. He was a great wrestler at Missouri. I followed him the entire time. But Jim, his MMA game, and this is a weird compliment for him, okay? It's very 1990s, as in one-dimensional grappling. Takedown or else, and it's a testament to how good he was during this time. But boxing, no. That's not Ben's world. And the YouTube dude, he's actually good for a YouTube dude. I'm not going to call him a boxer quite yet, but Ben can outstrike Damian Maia, dude. So now, he's better than Nate Robinson, but this hurts, dude. With everything I've got to take Jake Paul minus 160.
Absolutely incredible. Did you say minus 160?
That's the line I got for Jake right now. Yeah.
Wow. So you need to bet $160 to make 100 back, and you're taking the YouTuber. And the thing is, what really aggravates me, I can't talk you off that point. I can't say, hey, Head, are you kidding? We're talking about an Olympian. We're talking about one of the greatest grapplers and wrestlers ever. We're talking about a guy who's been in with trained killers. We're talking about a guy who's tough, competitor. All these things, all true. And I think I can make an argument as good or better an argument for the YouTuber? What the hell kind of world is this now?
Dude, it's simple, right? It's a boxing match. In a fist fight, 100 times out of 100 times, Ben Askren wins this fight easily. A lot of people don't know this. A lot of people that follow Paul don't know this, but he would win that fight 100 times out of 100 times. But it's boxing. That's not what Ben does, man.
Not only would he win that fight 100 out of 100 times if they had MMA rules, but he'd win that fight 100 times out of 100 times in a minute or less.
Yeah, about that time, too. Now, Darren Till, who's also a fighter for the UFC, he tweeted at Ben saying, dump him on his head, double leg him, dump him on his head, and then we'll all throw in some money for you to pay off this thing. So Ben's tempting to
You know what's not clear? Do you know the answer to this? What if Ben does that? I mean, Ben's a class guy, and I don't think Ben's going to lose his mind. But what if Ben all of a sudden, and when I had Michael Chandler on, remember he was talking about dirty boxing. Like, the one thing about Ben, he doesn't strike well, but he knows how to maneuver a guy. He knows how to get in tight. He knows how to get into a guy and kind of dirty it up a little bit. What if Ben snapped? What if Ben all of a sudden started kneeing him and losing and throwing elbows? Like the way Mike snapped when he bit Evander's ear off. I'm not saying that Ben's going to bite, but do we even know the rule? If he violates the rules of the boxing match, I wonder, do they withhold the money? What happens? Do you know?
Dude, it's got to be the money thing. They know that. And he is going to rough him up, elbow him, push him, hug him, do everything he possibly can. But if you put him on his head, he would lose all of his money, I'm sure of that. Jake probably put that in the contract. He's scared to death deep down of what this guy could actually do to him. But it would be the greatest highlight of all time. It would be like Nate Robinson, just back the other way.
You know, it'd be like even better than Masvidal taking Ben out with that knee. But you know what the thing is? I think that Ben is more afraid of losing that fat paycheck than he is of losing the fight. Like, I don't think he's going to snap. The money is more important to him than the look.
So much money. So much money. Ben's going to make so much money on Saturday night. Like he said, regardless of the whole thing, he's not going to do it, but I wish he freaking would.
I know, right? You and a lot of other people. All right, so run it down really quickly. I know you'll put it up on Twitter, and then I'll retweet it. Who are your picks? What are your picks for the weekend?
Jazz minus 10, Memphis minus 4, Knicks plus 5.5, Avs minus 1.5, and Jake Paul minus 160.
And just so we're clear on this, dude, I want to make sure that they know you're not playing with fake money. This is actual big head dollars coming out of your account. Like, the things that you're advising us on, these are not hypothetical plays. You're hitting it with real money.
If they lose, I lose. If they win, I win. I put it always down on my stuff.
That's what I'm saying. All right, Big Head, good job. James Kelly, Big Head Bets. Have a great weekend, man. The Big Head. Jazz minus 10, Memphis minus 4, Knicks plus 5.5, Avalanche v. Kings minus 1.